Reverse swell automation from Return Prints. Intermediate level. Drum and bass in Ableton Live. Let's build one of those transitions that doesn't just whoosh, it actually pulls the listener into the drop. Here's the big idea. Instead of grabbing some random riser sample, you're going to make a swell out of your own track. You'll design a juicy reverb and delay tail on a return track, print that return to audio, reverse it, and then automate it so it grows in energy without destroying the mix. This is why it works so well in DNB. The swell sounds like it belongs, because it literally came from your drums, bass, vocals, whatever you're using. By the end, you'll have a reusable transition tool, a return chain that creates printable tails, a printed audio swell, a reversed version lined up perfectly into the impact point, and a few automation moves that make it feel expensive and intentional. Let's go step by step. First, we're going to set up a return track that's specifically designed to print clean, mix-ready tails. Create a return track and name it RVB Swell. Think of this return like a little effect studio. Everything that comes out of it should already be controlled. If it's boomy, harsh, or too wide in the wrong places, you'll really hear that once you reverse it. On the return, build this device chain in order. Start with EQ8. Put a high-pass filter around 150 to 250 Hz, 24 dB per octave. The exact number depends on your track, but the philosophy is the same. Keep the low end out of the reverb and delay. In DNB, your drop is living in the low end, and a reverse tail with sub-energy will absolutely fight your kick and bass. If the tail feels scratchy, do a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Next, add hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode. Go large or hall, decay around 4 to 8 seconds, and a pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz to keep it darker and less splashy. And make sure the mix is 100% wet, because this is a return. If it's not 100% wet, you're going to print a weird blend of dry and wet, and your reverse swell won't ramp the way you expect. After that, an echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, and feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10 KHz, and again, set it to 100% wet. Then put on a saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This is one of those secret weapons moves. It helps the tail speak on smaller speakers, so your reverse swell doesn't vanish on earbuds. Finally, add utility. If you want the swell to feel big, try width around 120 to 160%. But be careful. If your mix is already wide, super wide low mids can make the whole track feel hollow. You can always automate width later, too. Now, choose a source to feed into this return. Pick something that represents your track. In DNB, a great starting point is a snare or rimshot right at the end of a phrase. For example, bar 8 beat 4 or bar 16 beat 4 before a drop. On your source track, turn up the send going to that return. For the moment, for printing, set it somewhere around minus 6 to 0 dB. Don't worry, we're not committing to that as the final mix move. This is just to generate a nice, audible tail to print. Quick coaching note here, the cleanest reverse swells usually come from one isolated trigger, one snare, one vocal chop, one stab. If you print while a whole drum pattern is feeding the return, your reversed audio becomes a messy collage. Sometimes that's cool, but it's much harder to place rhythmically and mix cleanly. Start simple. Next, printing the return tail into auto. You've got two good options. Option 1 is fast. Resampling. Create a new audio track called Print RVB Swell. Set audio from to resampling. Arm the track and record while you trigger the source hit. Capture at least 4 to 8 seconds so the tail has time to bloom. Stop recording. And now you've got audio that includes the hit plus the tail. Option 2 is more surgical. Record only the return. Create a new audio track called Print WET Swell. Set audio from to the return itself, the RVB Swell return. Arm and record while your source triggers the return. This prints just the wet effect, which can make reversing and mixing even cleaner. Either way, print with headroom on purpose. Aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS. Reverse swells often feel louder than the meters suggest, because your ear locks onto the ramp. If you print too hot, you're basically baking distortion into the swell before you even start shaping it. Now we're going to turn that print into a perfect ramp. In arrangement view, select a clean section of the printed tail. Consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl-J so you've got one neat clip to work with. Open the clip, hit reverse. Here is the alignment rule that makes or breaks the whole trick. The end of the reversed clip must land exactly on the impact point. The downbeat of the drop, the snare hit, the fill landing, whatever you're building into. The very end of your reversed swell should meet it like it's magnetized. A one-bar reverse swell is tight and punchy. Two bars is more dramatic and common for bigger section changes. Half a bar is classic for jungle-style tension into a fill. Once it's placed, do the time alignment trick. Turn grid off and nudge the clip by plus or minus 5 to 20 milliseconds. Sometimes letting the swell kiss the downbeat a hair early makes the drop feel bigger. If it's too perfectly aligned, it can feel sterile. Your ears decide. Now we automate intensity like a pro. Not just volume. First automation. Level. You can fade the swell in from silence to somewhere like minus 10 dB by the end. The key is psychological. The drop should still feel like the loudest event. The swell is the inhale. The drop is the punch. And here's a precision tip. Clip envelope shaping often beats fader automation. Use the audio clip fade handles and clip volume envelope to sculpt the ramp. Then use track volume only for broad balancing. That keeps your automation lane simpler and avoids weird interactions with plugins. Second automation, and arguably the most important, EQ suction. Put an EQ8 on the printed track after the audio. Automate a high-pass filter opening over time. For example, start the swell with a high pass around 300 HE, then gradually lower it toward 80 HC as you approach the drop. That creates the feeling of the sound opening up and getting closer. Optionally, automate a low pass too. Start around 6 kHz and open it up toward 14 kHz near the end to add air right before the impact. If your swell whooshes but doesn't pull, it's usually missing mid-range motion. Try a gentle bell boost that ramps in around 700 hz to 2 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB in the last half beat. That mid-range is what translates on small speakers, and it makes the ramp feel intentional instead of just hiss getting louder. Third, automation. If you kept the effect live instead of printing wet only, you can automate the send amount, or reverb decay, or echo feedback to make the tail bloom more as you approach the hit. But even if you printed it, you can still create movement with EQ, width, saturation, filtering you're not stuck. Fourth automation, sidechain ducking, so the drop punches and the groove stays readable. Put a compressor on the printed swell track, enable sidechain, feed it from the kick or your drum bus. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80. To 160 milliseconds depending on tempo and groove. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This is how you get that excitement without masking the kick and snare, especially in rolling DNB where everything is moving fast. Now tighten it up, because DNB transitions live and die by timing and cleanliness. Add a short fade in at the start of the reversed clip, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. At the end, right on the drop, either hard cut the swell 1 to 10 milliseconds before the transient, or do a tiny fade out so it doesn't smear into the hit. That micro smear is one of the most common reasons a drop feels soft. If the reversed audio has a spiky artifact at the beginning of the ramp, soften it. You can use drum bus with transients turned down, or a fast attack glue compressor to shave it. The goal is a smooth inhale, not a clicky reverse. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes so you can avoid them immediately. Printing too loud. That's how you get crunchy. Uncontrolled swells. Leave headroom. Too much low at end in the tail. High pass aggressively, often 150 to 300 hc, and don't feel guilty about it. Not aligning the end. If the end of the reversed swell doesn't land perfectly on the impact, the whole illusion breaks. No ducking. In DNB, unducked swells blur the groove right before the drop, and overly wide low mids. If your swell sounds massive in stereo but disappears in mono, it's not actually massive. Do a mono check. Set utility width to 0% temporarily on the printed swell. If it collapses too much, reduce width, and add a touch of saturation so the harmonics keep it present. Let's talk a few darker, heavier DNB moves you can sprinkle in. Make the swell from your Reese or Neuro stab, not noise. Print the return tail from a single bass note, reverse it, and now your transition has your fingerprint on it. You can add corpus subtly on the return or printed track, 5 to 15%, tuned to your keys root or fifth. To get an ominous inhale, reduct slightly on a high-passed layer can add menace. Keep it subtle, like 12 to 14-bit vibe, mixed low. And one arrangement trick that hits ridiculously hard. Call and response. One bar reverse swell, then a tiny gap, like a 16th to an 8th note of silence, then the drop. That micro gap often makes the drop feel heavier than stacking more effects ever will. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Pick a 16-bar phrase with a drop at bar 17. Build the RVB swell return chain. Trigger it with a snare on bar 16 beat 4 and a short vocal chop on bar 16 beat 3 so you get two textures. Print about 8 seconds of tail. Reverse it and place it as a 2-bar swell from bars 15 to 16 into the drop. Then automate EQ 8 high pass from 300 down to 80 HC across the swell. Utility width from about 110% to 150% in the last bar. Add sidechain compression key to the kick for around 4 dB of ducking. Then do the most important test. Mute the swell. Then unmute it. Does the drop feel pulled forward without getting cloudy? If it's cloudy, high pass more. Reduce width in the low mids, or shorten the tail and add that micro gap. Recap to lock it in. Build a return chain that prints clean, filtered, controlled, saturated, and 100% wet. Print the return tail with headroom. Reverse the print and align the end exactly on the drop impact. Automate more than just volume. EQ opening, width, and sidechain ducking are the big three. Finish with tight fades and timing nudges so the drop stays the star. If you tell me your tempo, like 174, and whether you're making a roller, jump up, neuro, or jungle-leaning tune, I can suggest specific swell lengths and automation curves that match that subgenre's drum feel.